Hi everyone, I'm back. This is Tara, and you're listening to Tea Time with Tara. I cannot believe it has been so long since I released a guest episode. I can explain. A lot of things have been going wrong. Basically, my computer got ruined. I was having studio issues, and my daughter was sick, and I've been sick. And so, yeah, just life was like, nah, dude, you're not doing the things that you want to be doing. So I finally got the audio issues fixed by the studio that I use to record. And so this episode is actually something that I recorded back in early February of this year. Because of the audio issues, there is a little bit of a delay. So if you notice that some of the discussion is like off, it actually had something to do partially with the headphones that I was using, but also I think that there was just a delay because of a bad internet connection or something during the interview. We did realize it way at the end, but it doesn't affect the conversation too badly. There are just a couple of moments where like I talk over her basically because I'm hearing her at a delay. Anyway, this episode is all about dating and relationships and the do's and don'ts when you are looking for a partner. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Tara?
It's so good to see you again. I'm so sorry that we have to redo this, but it's always nice to talk to you again. So
I know. We already started the chat before the interview even started. How cool is that? We just needed to press play.
Yes, exactly, exactly. This is my guest, Christina. Christina, can you tell the listeners a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So hi, everyone. I'm Christina Davey. I am a dating and relationship coach. I help people heal from past relationships. You know, those pesky, abusive relationships that kind of keep you away from love. You know, sometimes we don't realize how much is waiting on us, you know, the effect that it has had. And we take all of our past and bring in a new relationship. So I help a lot of people with that, as well as finding Mr. or Mrs. Right. So I work primarily with women, okay? They seem to be a lot more willing to do the work most of the time. And they want to learn dating skills, right? Yeah. Online dating tends to be a little bit, challenging at times when we don't know exactly how to screen people, how to do it right.
Yes.
So I realize there's a need for a program that shows, you know, women another way of dating, you know, a way that can be fun, a way where they have a lot of power, they feel empowered, and they actually feel like they want to do it. Because I hear this so often, you know, so many women and men that just choose to stay single just because it's way too hard to find someone. So this is what I do.
Yes, I totally relate to that.
I was too before, you know, it's my own journey actually that got me to do this. You know, like if you have told me, 30 years ago that, you know, I'm going to be a dating and relationship coach, most likely I'll have been like, what? Me? What? No, no way. But, you know, after the divorce, I was 15 years with the same man, and there was no online dating at the time. So all of a sudden I saw myself like, I thought like, oh, I'm just going to try this thing online dating, right? And then I realized I didn't know how to talk about myself. I didn't know how to connect with a man. I didn't know what to say about me. I didn't know how to express my needs. I didn't know how to address boundaries, you know, how to communicate my standards. So it was really easy to end up in a toxic relationship. So it was through my own journey and the healing that I've done that I realized how important it is to have those skills and move on.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's wonderful that you took your experience and decided that you were going to pay it forward.
Pretty much, absolutely. Actually, I love the way you put it, because I remember it was my second program when I decided to, you know what, if it takes only 5 days for me to have this massive transformation, right? And this is possible in just 5 days. I'm wondering why not everybody is going through this. Like, everybody should do a program, you know, for 5 days and change their life. And I was really surprised that more people don't know about it. So it's actually what prompted me to decide to become a coach, because I thought, well, wow, we can change our lives so quickly. And here I was for so many years depressed and, you know, feeling like a victim and not knowing what to do and how to do it to change my life, my love life. And what I didn't realize at the time really was that I had to become the person who wanted to have this relationship that I was dreaming about. You know, I thought that it's just going to happen, right? Because nobody tells you, you got to learn certain things. Like, if anything, what I was told that I needed to learn was to learn how to iron and how to cook. to be a good wife, so to speak.
Of course.
All right, especially
right.
Now I'm talking about the older generation, you know, women. Right, I'm 46, so
yeah.
that's what kind of my mom used to tell me. If you know how to make cabbage rolls and polenta, you're going to be just fine. I'm kidding. But anyway, yeah, so it's we don't always learn the right skills to have a healthy relationship. So we really need to become the person who can have that relationship that we actually want.
So that requires us putting in the work, right? Working on ourselves to be what we want.
That's right. So most of the times we don't understand there are massive differences between men and women, right? So we go on a dating site, you know, and we start looking for someone and we feel attraction towards one person. We pick that person. And then we go on a date and we project all our fears, all our wishes and expectations onto them. Okay, when they're not performing the same, right, we get heartbroken and we get like disappointed and we think like, what the hell, like it's something wrong with me, or, you know, all men are this or that, but it's really not. It's just really requires a certain level of self-understanding, self-knowing, to really be able to filter those people who are actually not aligned with you, who are not walking the same path, who are not about the same things. We don't have the same direction, who want different things or different types of relationship. We come from so many model of the world, so many backgrounds, you know, so many things that are important to us or not important. And sometimes we kind of expect them to kind of be a clone of us. You know, there are a lot of expectations there that we want them to be just like us. Yeah. But if they are actually like us, they're very boring, because it's also the opposites that attract.
Yes.
Our similarities is bringing us together. Right. It's creating bonding.
Yeah.
But what creates attraction really is it's what's different between us. You know, if we are too much alike, we're not going to have attraction. Because if you think about two magnets, they have to have the polar poles, right? In order, you know, for them to attract.
Right.
If you try to push two magnets, right, when they have on, they're on the same side, like they're just going to push apart. But if they're different, right, they attract. So we don't really understand how attraction works, the magnets.
Right.
You know? So there's a certain level of differences that we need and some similarities as well. But it's very hard to navigate which one and what exactly in order for us to quite like to really make it. So there are a lot of expectations and assumptions about the other person that can self-sabotage us in the process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I just did a live recording with a friend of mine, and I was talking a little bit about how very early on people do that projection of their fears because they're bringing their past into this new situation and they're expecting that everybody is going to be the same, or, you know, they're afraid of getting hurt the same way, or they're also sometimes putting so much into it so early on and like projecting their hopes and dreams onto this person and that they don't really know yet.
That's right. I totally agree. Like, and there's this, I love the fact that you talk about, you know, the projection, because we go on a date, the way we communicate, you know, to the other person, we sometimes focus on what we don't want, right? Well, I don't want to, you know, I had this guy that cheated on me. I don't want, you know, someone else that's going to cheat on me. Like, what information is that guy going to get out of that?
Right.
Right. So you want to communicate what you want. What is it that you actually like want to experience? Well, how I want to have fun with someone. I want to, you know, I want to go travel. I want to build something. I want to leave a legacy. I want to, what is it that you want? I want to experience love. You know, I want to create harmony in my life. What is it that you want? Focus on that. Bring that into the conversation. So if they want the same thing, then you're just going to be able to actually create it. So
yeah,
it's
sorry, my cat is having a sneezing attack next to me. I apologize.
That's okay. That's cute, actually. So if we go on a date with a clear idea of what is it that we actually want, and we know how to communicate with the other person, like, you know, I love, you know, building something with my partner. I'm looking forward to explore, you know, all depths of a relationship and grow together. And that's going to be fascinating, right? Like that other person is going to be like, well, okay, well, that's high vibe. Okay, I like that. But if you go on a date and you start talking about your ex and how hurt you have been and how you lack trust, or imagine going, like if somebody comes to you and says, oh, actually, I don't really trust people because I've been so hurt in the past. It's like, oh man, like, so it just makes it harder, right? It's just like, it's not really.
Yeah, that's a lot to bring to the table right up front.
Right. You think you're doing the right thing, but actually that puts them on guard. Like, ooh, she doesn't really trust. Like, what does it mean? Right? What does it mean? Like, is this going to be easy? Is this going to be hard? Right. And some people are patient.
Right.
Enough.
It puts a hurdle in the way right up front.
That's right. That's right. And if you constantly, it gets tiring if you tell a person like, well, you know, I have trust issues. So, and that's like, I'm justifying myself. Mm-hmm. I have trust issues. Or, well, don't tell me that you have trust issues. Tell me how you're going to, what has to happen to overcome those, the lack of trust. What do you need from me? You know, tell me, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
To help you trust more, to feel reassured, because then those are proper guidelines. And then I know what to do. Like, if you just tell me that you lack trust because of what happened to you, and you keep repeating that, oh, well, my ex did this, and now I'm kind of like, I'm just afraid that you might be doing this as well. It just, the other person is going to feel like they have to constantly prove themselves to you. And it's not the right vibe for a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, if you're coming in with a bunch of negatives and no's, and you're automatically setting the tone negatively rather than in the other direction, where you're like, I want this and I aspire to this, and these are the things that I enjoy doing, and that's where it should be going up front, rather than I don't want, because you kind of end up projecting and also probably manifesting that negativity a little bit, right?
Have you noticed how many people go on a date and they can't connect with someone, right? And most of the time, especially to my clients, mm-hmm. right, I go like, well, what did you do to connect with the other person? What did you do to create connection? Right? How are you participating into that? Because sometimes men and women are going on a date and they kind of expect connection to just happen. But imagine if you lack trust in men, if you're a woman and you lack trust in men and you expect the worst and you have your walls up, right? Can you create connection? How are you going to connect with someone through your walls? Like, you can't, because you're not even going to allow yourself.
Yeah, you might. There's no way.
You might want connection, but if you have your walls up, and you're just looking for red flags in the other person, how are you going to create connection? We create connection when we are open, when we are open to receive, when we are open to feel, to give, okay? And when we are open to experience a new adventure and something new, right? When I'm curious about you, I'm curious. I want to know you more, right? Like what I want to know enough, and I'm allowing myself to stay open, okay? And if it's something that's triggering me, right, in what you say, what you do, it's important that I express that. It's important that I say, hey, actually, I'm feeling a little bit triggered right now. Like, I'm not sure I agree with that. You know, for me, it's important this because this means that. So it just, can you see how there's so many ways of expressing ourselves and we don't always have the ability, the courage, and we kind of, especially women, are going on a date and they just kind of sit there and they're just expecting the men to do all the work, you know, to kind of do the connection thing, right? But he won't be able to connect with you if you're not open, if you're not in a great emotional state, and if you're not focusing on what's great about him or what could potentially be great about the two of you together.
Yeah, I think if you're going into a dating situation openly, and I think the best way that I can describe it is kind of like just enjoying the journey and being open to what might be rather than automatically closed off and so fearful right away. I mean, I think that there's a way to be able to talk about, like you said, with your triggers, to be able to say, this is, I mean, it depends on where your triggers are coming from, you know, if it's like a trauma thing, being able to have the self-awareness to say, this is something that has upset me or triggered me because of my baggage. So they may not necessarily be doing something wrong, but you still have a need from them to, you know, be a little bit more cautious about that, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So so many people don't really visualize what they want in a relationship. You know, they kind of wait to meet the person to see what they can build with that person. Well, I say, well, decide what you want before, right? Decide what is it that's important to you in a relationship. But not just trust and loyalty, you know, be a bit more specific. Well, I want to have a family. I want to build an empire. I want to socialize and have parties and barbecues. And, you know, I want to just travel. I'm working with a client now. She and her husband, they're just traveling. They don't want kids. Okay. They're like, he has a certain job, you know, and they go from like one country to another. Okay. And she's totally okay to be in a, you know, like 2 weeks here and 2 weeks there. For me, that would be tiring. I've done that, you know, in the past. And right now, it's just not something that I would like, right? So imagine meeting that person and you really like them. And I actually had this conversation with someone else yesterday, last night. This one that said, well, I met this guy and he is so great. Like, I really feel attracted to him. I can see the potential. He's intelligent. He has a job, earns well, da, 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 da. But he's in this situation where, like, his ex is living on the top and he's living on the bottom, and they don't want to, like, do the property settlement right now because they're not agreeing. And then I'm just going to, like, you know, like, he's just going to stay like that. Well, how can you progress and grow in a relationship when you have that kind of situation? And, like, I mean, you might have met the right person, but it's not the right time. You know what I mean? and is he the right person?
Yes.
If he is in that environment, right? And you're going to have to go with them. Like, he actually hasn't resolved that part yet. So how available is to have a healthy relationship that will move towards a family, which she actually wants a family? You're going to have to go with him through all of that. And doing that can turn quite nasty. So I asked her, well, do you really think this guy is actually the right partner for you and you can achieve your relationship vision with that person, right? Because, like, if this is what I want, does this person fit in what I want? That's how you got to look at it. And that's going to support you, you know, make the right choice for yourself rather than just stay with someone because you have feelings and because, oh, he's a nice guy and it's so hard to come by a nice guy. No, it's not hard. You just need more exposure.
Yes, I relate to that, especially he's a nice guy, so I'm going to stick it out.
And we overstay.
I think that, yes. Yeah, for sure. But I think that also, like, it's okay for you to realize as you go along in a situation that maybe you thought that you wanted something and that has kind of changed. And like, to be able to communicate that in a clear way and have the self-awareness to know, like, you know, I really thought that I wanted this, but actually I don't. And being upfront with your, you know, the person that you're dating or your partner or whoever, it's so important because that gives them the opportunity to decide whether or not that's a deal breaker for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it. And that's exactly what I told this lady as well. You know, like there's no way to just know. You look at the person, you just know, yes, he's the one. Well, you might be telling yourself that, okay, in the very first moment, but what are you doing? It's actually you self-hypnotizing yourself because we are constantly self-hypnotizing ourselves. Mm-hmm. What we are saying to ourselves in our head, I really like this guy. I really like this guy. Like, I really like this guy. Like, I was having a hard time moving on from an ex, but then I realized what I was saying, like, he's such a nice guy. And I love him so much. And I don't think I'm going to have this kind of connection with someone else. So how was I going to move away from that if that's what I was telling myself all the time, right? If you want to move away from someone, you got to look at what's not there for you and highlight it and make it bigger. So, well, no, he doesn't have a job. Yeah. Like, wow, he hasn't solved his situation with his ex, his housing, his life. Or if a guy is still living with his mother, right? Like, how do you know he is the type of guy that's going to be responsible to show up for you and have a family with him? If he still lives with his mother, for example, I have someone else, right? Like, okay, it might be just a temporary situation because he's trying to save to build a house or to put in his business or whatever. There might be reasons. But sometimes it's just because it's convenient and the mother is in the lobby and everything. How do you know he's actually the guy for you if he's not already living that life?
Yeah. I feel like that's a big red flag. There's an adult that doesn't have a reason for living home with their parents, like a legitimate reason.
I had to call a guy a few weeks back and he said, I don't know why, you know, like, I just can't go on a date. And I'm like, well, if you tell a woman, a mature woman that's providing for herself and it's actually quite successful as well, that you live with your mother, that's a big turn off. it's just, you know, and it might not be.
Yeah, it is.
It might not be fair that he gets judged by that, right? But when you don't have enough information about the situation, and if he's not aware, that's important to a woman, right? Then he will come across as like, well, like, are you strong enough? Are you mature, responsible to actually be on your own? You know, like, how do I know you can hold me? How do I know you can show up for me in that situation, right? So all these questions will come up for a woman.
Yes.
And the guy is not even like aware of it because that's not how he's viewing. That's not how he's looking at a woman, right? Men are, what a man wants in a woman is so different than what a woman wants in a man. And then you look at also the individual, like each one of us is coming from a different background, different things that we want. I mean, are we still surprised that it's so hard to actually, you know, find the right person?
Yeah. So other than, I mean, living at home and being a negative Nancy, what other things do you feel like people are not doing right when they start dating?
That's a good question. I think especially with the online dating, actually, there's people are not patient enough. You go online dating and you have this, you know, large pool of people at the beginning, right? And all you have is a picture and a few lines about that person. And we are not willing to spend the time actually screening people. I had another client that she's into personal development. So she wanted the person that she was going to date to be into personal development as well, and as committed as she was. So most men don't realize how important that is for a woman. So they might not even write. I helped a man with his online dating profile the other day. And as I did that, I told him, well, like, personal development is so major. Like, he's actually a relationship coach as well. And I said, well, you got to put that in there, right? Like, not that you are a relationship coach, that personal development is important to you, because there's so many women that are looking for it, you know, and they can't actually find guys that are into bettering themselves, because men are looking at this whole bettering themselves in a very different way than women, right? So so this other client of mine, she said, like, I just realized something major, she told me, I think about 2 weeks ago. She said, so many men don't write that they are into personal development, but they are. So I might have actually swiped left on so many guys that could have been a potential, just because I was looking just for this specific thing. She was looking for personal development and someone that's health and health, a lifestyle, you know, just an active lifestyle, you know, orientated, focused on an active lifestyle. So because she didn't see that, she was not seeing that in the profile, she was just swiping left. So sometimes the way we filter people, it's a bit too rigid and it's reducing our options. Okay. Other times, I mean, obviously everybody is very different, but then people don't realize the power of a video phone call versus going on a date face-to-face, you know, right away. So if you show up on a date face-to-face without screening them through a video call, you can have some really ugly surprises when you go on a date, right? So many women want to be dying on the first date. I'd say bullshit. This is wrong, because if you haven't actually had a video call with that person, you go on a date with this guy that you might not like right from the beginning, because he has, I don't know, some dodgy t-shirt, or he, I don't know, has something green between his teeth, or whatever what it is. He says the wrong thing. He puts his foot in his mouth. Right? Then you're going to sit down. You're going to sit down with this guy for an hour and a half, and you're going to be stewing on what he said or did that's not right. And nothing. Sometimes women don't know how to get out of there, you know? So you want to actually do small increments, spend a little time right from the beginning, you know, and the usual coffee date, that's totally okay. A half an hour, max an hour, you know, let's just quickly sort of cross paths and see, have a feel of each other, and then decide, okay, I can see myself on a date with this person. So let's just go now that we had this interaction. It was pleasant enough for me to go on another date, rather than me deciding based on that time, is he the one I want to marry or not? Like, you're just releasing all that pressure, you know, all that, like, you don't have to take the decision if he's the one.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and sometimes we do that. Is he the one I want to have a relationship? It's too soon to ask that question. You don't have enough information.
Yeah.
You know, so you could actually let go of someone that has a good potential, or a lot of women decide not to stay on a date or not to see a man one more time because they didn't feel the butterflies. Well, you didn't feel the butterflies most of the time because you probably were not in the right emotional state, or he said something that you already, when he said that one thing, you pushed him on a side. You already made your decision unconsciously. Oh, actually, that's not what I want in a man. And then you didn't give yourself permission to get to stay curious about that person and find other things about them as well.
Because you already made a judgment based on one thing and then shut yourself off, is what you're saying.
That's it. Yeah. Once a woman is shutting down, you know, the connectivity, the radiance, forget it. Like, it's very hard to build a connection again. So it's really important to know how to screen. And this is what I do in my program, Love Map, right? I teach women how to screen. I get an understanding of themselves, what's important to them, find out about themselves, what's in the way, like what's blocking them from connecting with this man. I mean, it can't be that all men are something specific, right? There are some awesome men out there. There are a lot of professionals. There are a lot of successful men out there, but you just don't have the exposure to them, right? You don't have what's needed. Like, you don't have we just started Married at First Sight here in Australia, and I was watching this successful woman, you know, already placing judgment on this guy that she was at the altar saying yes, right? Because they get married and then they get to know each other, right? So I don't know if you have ever watched that. Have you ever watched that show, Married at First Sight?
Which one is it?
Married at First Sight.
Oh, no, but I've heard of it.
Right, it's crazy. It's really good, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
And this woman, right, she went to the altar and she, like, said yes. And then before she even said yes, she was, like, judging the guy, like, oh, he looks like this, he looks like that, and he has a strategy. And she's, like, her lack of trust in general, right, was playing tricks on her, and she couldn't see it. So she went to talk to her best friends, and she was asking her best friends, like, hey, like, you know, I don't think he's like, oh, I don't have a good feeling about him. What do you think? And the friends were like, no, we like him. He's cool. He's so nice. And she's like, oh, really? And then she went to talk to her parents, to her family, and the parents love him too. And now she couldn't relay what she was, you know, her lack of trust, you know, and how she was thinking, you know, didn't find any sort of equivalent on the outside. So she's like, she said, oh, maybe I'm not actually, maybe I should just, she decided maybe I should actually get to know him a little bit more, right? But she was taking a decision based on 10, 15 minutes that she spent with this guy, and she didn't know much about the guy, right? So sometimes we're just really quick in like letting people go and, you know, deciding that, oh, no, they're not the one. But we don't see how we are actually sabotaging our chances.
Yeah, I mean, I recently was on dating apps for a total of like maybe a week. And then I was like, this is a lot. And I don't even know if I'm doing this right, or like, how do I pick somebody based off of a picture and a couple of words? It feels kind of gross.
So that's why I say, like, the screening someone. So one of the strategies, so I, in Love Map, my group coaching program, I teach women how to screen, right, on online dating. And the number one is, like, you know, you have 15 minutes, all right, or 10 minutes on a day that you can schedule a call with someone, right? You are better off in doing that. Hey, let's just jump on a quick call and get a feel of each other, right? And if you do that, it's a very different, like, you are, first, you are at home, you're safe. Second is just 10 minutes, okay? And if you allow yourself to be yourself, and you don't have to, like, you know, go to the salon and do your hair and put your makeup just because you've met meeting this person for 10 minutes, right? If you allow yourself to be authentic and be yourself,
yeah,
right? Then you can actually talk to a lot more people on a week, right, than actually if you had to go on a date face to face. So now you can give more chances to a lot more guys, and again, stay curious about, it's like speed dating on steroids, but you just do it yourself instead of going to an event. So on a speed dating, you spend a limited time of, you know, with someone, right? And you go to so many. So what I will do is I'll just make a short pool. Okay, like, I'm going to just book 10 minutes calls with these people and just get a feel. And if someone, it's, you know, looks interesting enough, I'm going to schedule a longer call. For example, I am really strapped for time, right? So time for me is the highest commodity right now. So So if I don't have enough time, I would rather have those quick phone calls in between my meetings or my sessions or whatever, right? When I can have a feel of the other person and then decide, okay, I can totally go straight to a date with this person, or actually, I think I need to know more about this person. So I'm going to schedule another call. And this time I'm going to talk to him for half an hour, right? So you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to, you know, get ready, spend all that time to like get ready. You can do it at the end of another meeting or when you come from work or before you go to work or whatever what fits for you, right? So it's saving you a lot of time and you can go through a lot more people rather than just like deciding, no. Right. And then in the end, you're not going to have that many choices because you have already placed judgment on so many without actually really knowing much about that person.
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me. I mean, the people that that I've gotten on the phone with, I've been able to tell pretty quickly whether or not I want to talk to them again.
That's right. And it's only 10 minutes out of your time compared to 2 hours going on a date, as usually people do, right? And especially when you have younger kids, it makes it so hard, you know, right? Because you obviously got to find a babysitter or, you know, someone to help you out. So it makes it a lot harder, especially if you're full time or have other responsibilities as well.
Yeah, I feel like in my situation, because I'm a single mom and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing my podcast, I work, I'm going to school, I'm dealing with being a parent and all that comes along with that. And like my kids have stuff going on all the time. So it's hard because I want to be able to spend time with my friends, with my family. And it's like, how does somebody else fit into that? And how do I even like open myself up to that when I feel like my life is so busy and chaotic?
Well, that's, you know, try what I just said and see how it goes. And I'm curious to hear what you realize.
Do some speed dating.
Just some quick video calls. You know what? And see how that's going. And again, most of the time it's the exposure. We don't have enough exposure, you know, to like, if you want someone fit, someone that, let's just say fitness, it's important to you, right? Then go where fit people go. Like go at a marathon, go in social groups. They're like Facebook groups now that you with runners, or, you know, see who is in your area. If you are a nerdy, right, well, where do nerds hang out? If you are a business person, you want someone successful, well, where do business people hang out? Are you there? Are you that? Are you, you know, are you being that person going in these environments where these people are? Because if you're just talking, yes, I am, but you're not, then like you're not going to have the exposure. So you need to really change your routine, you know, so in order for you to be able to actually have what you want. So like sometimes we not like...
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
We just expect for things to kind of happen, you know, like when I took a break from my partner and, you know, we were 8 months apart. And I start dating and I realize, well, I actually wanted someone who had his own business, right? Or someone who was very career oriented, dedicated, because I wanted to be in that environment with my partner. I want both of us to have goals. I want both of us to build abundance and wealth in our life. I want us to have certain traits, right? Like the go-getter, the person that, you know, like says, okay, I want this and I'm going to do what it takes to have it, right? So online dating, you go online dating, there are not a lot of, you know, people that write, I'm a business owner or whatever, right? So it was a specific criteria for me. And I realized, well, maybe I should just go business networking, because obviously at the business network place, that's, you meet business people. So, you know, I went there and I met, you know, some people, right? So it's, that's, you know, when you say, when women are saying, oh, like, what are all the good guys? Well, they are out there. You just don't know how to find them, and you don't have enough clarity, or you're not specific enough in what you're looking for. And that's why you can't find it. It's like imagine going to a restaurant and deciding, the waiter comes and says, good evening, ma'am. What would you like for tonight? And you go like, I know what I want. I really know what I want. And I want something green that's a bit crunchy, but it's not really that crunchy, you know? And next to that, I'll like something mushy. Mushy, but like, you know, and maybe like about like that much, you know? I don't want too much because like now I'm going to be too. And like if possible, not too filling either, because if I'm too filled, but not too light, because if it's too light, then it's not going to be like good enough and I'm going to be starving. And you keep going on like that. And the way that is like, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Like, what the hell am I going to bring to this woman?
You're fine. That's, you're fine.
That's not going to be wrong. You know what I mean? So imagine, like, it's the same thing with the universe. Oh, I want loyalty and honesty. And I want a guy that's supportive and respectful. And that's great. But, like, every guy out there thinks that about himself. You know? Like, how many people... Have you ever met someone that told you, I'm not honest, I lie all the time, and I like to cheat on people, you know, and I really don't like to be supportive. Like, I couldn't care less about you, like, honest. Like, nobody's going to say that. Everybody thinks they are the best. Everybody thinks they're just fine. Right? So if you're that general, how are you going to find? Like, women are telling me all the time they know what they're looking for, you know? And I'm like, well, are you going where they are? Who is this person? Get a better picture of who this person is. And then expose yourself to those places all the time. That's how you find them. But no, we think love just happens. And you know what?
Yeah, for me, that makes sense.
I don't know if I share with you. Have I shared how I met my partner with you?
I don't think so.
So many years ago, I was trying to sell a pool table. And I posted on Facebook, right? And I had a lot of interest on it. So a lot of people were like, you know, hey, can I come see this pool table, blah, blah. And eventually, actually, this guy messaged me and he was pretty determined, right? He was like, hey, I really like this table. Can I come grab it? He didn't even say, can I come see it? Can I just grab it? And I was like, wow, like I felt that energy, that decisiveness, right? And like... It's, most other people were like trying to negotiate or oh, I don't know when I'm going to come. But he was like, can I come and get it? I'm like, cool, sure. So I told everyone, no, you know, I said, I have a buyer. And then he said, do you want me to send you, transfer the money via bank account? I'm like, wow, like he's so trusting, this guy. Like, I'm like, he didn't even see the bloody table. And he's already like, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Like I said, no, just come and, you know, you can do the transfer, but just come and see the table first and then. So anyway, I opened the door. I didn't know how the guy looked like because he didn't have a picture on his profile. He had some, you know, football team, something. I opened the door and I instantly felt the wave of energy, right? It was like in the movies. Seriously, I'm not even lying. Like, I felt this wave of energy hitting me like a breeze of wind. And I instantly knew I could trust this person. And I instantly knew, like, I can trust this person. And then he came in and, you know, he didn't end up buying the pool table because there was actually something wrong with it that I wasn't aware of. So I messaged him at the end to apologize. Oh. And I'm really sorry because I didn't want him to put a complaint on Facebook about me, right? So I'm messaging him. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I had no idea. You know, this table had a broken leg. You know, when we tried to lift it, a leg fell off. So I never moved that table by myself because I didn't do it. So it's really funny because he actually tried to sell, to move his pool table now, and the same thing happened to him as well. So I messaged him to say, I'm really sorry, you know, like I'm going to pull this ad, you know, and you please understand I wasn't aware, you know, and, you know, like, yeah, it's just an honest mistake. And he was like, well, you're going to have to make it up to me by buying me a coffee. I'm like, is this guy like hitting on me? Why is he like serious? And I was like, ha ha ha. And you know, 4 years later, here we are. So what I'm trying to say with that story is that sometimes your energy will bring them in ways you could never think about it, right? But if you see that's not happening, go get out there and do something about it. You know, like do some work, you know, do some, maybe you need to learn to be more specific. So you're not like the example I was giving at the restaurant, right? Maybe you need to see what are your self-sabotaging techniques. Maybe you need to learn a new way of communicating. Maybe it's something, you know, that you can change, that 2 millimeter shift that will make a whole of a difference.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of the things that we want in a relationship are so, what you were saying about it being like, it's very ambiguous and it's very up to each individual's interpretation. So like, it's, I feel like it's so important to really have an understanding of what that looks like for you and to be able to ask somebody, okay, this is what I want. And they're like, yeah, I agree with you. Okay, but what does that look like for you? And making sure that you're really on the same page.
So some things, and another thing I talk about Love Map and why Love Map makes such a big difference is because when we go dating, we expect this person to be so many things, but not everything has the same importance for us. So when when I was doing online dating, for example, I will eliminate all the smokers, you know, think I don't want to, because I'm a non-smoker. So I didn't want a smoker. So my current partner actually smokes, right? So he wouldn't even come, you know, feed, right? They wouldn't come in my feed because I said I don't want smokers. But overall, when I had to think about it and I found out that he was smoking, I realized that while I didn't like it and I was not a fan of it, you know, it wasn't a deal breaker for me, right? So sometimes we have things that are a must that we want in a partner, and sometimes there are some preferences. And other times there are, you know, deal breakers. And this will fluctuate, it will go up and down a lot. And if you are not dating, you're not going to get to explore that part of you to know what's really important to you and what's not. Because as you do date, you learn more about yourself and you take different decisions each time. Like, I didn't realize how important to me was, you know, for a person to actually be into personal development, because they speak different, they show up differently when they are into, here it goes again. Sorry. So they show up different, they speak different, they have a very different way of looking at life. And you might discover the same thing about yourself. You might discover you like men that know how to fix things. You might discover that you like guys that are in front of the computer. You might discover that you're more aligned with someone who is creative. It's an artistic type of person, right? And or build something. Or so each one of us has our own little things that respond. And as you date, you're going to learn all of this about yourself. But now imagine all these ladies that are not dating for years because dating sucks. They're actually not making any progress. They're not getting to know themselves. They're preventing themselves from finding love and also from actually growing, expanding as a person.
Yeah.
Because relationships are our greatest.
Yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense to me.
I think there's a bit of a delay between us. So sometimes it throws
I feel like
me
we're
off.
Having... Yes, yeah. There's definitely something happening with the audio where... Just in the past couple of minutes, I've noticed it keeps like there's definitely a delay.
Yeah, it has been there the whole time.
Especially in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, with all of that being said, I think that you have shared some really valuable information, and I am going to do some speed dating, and I will let you know how it goes.
Awesome. That is super cool. I'm glad to see that, you know, I sort of prompted you to feel like, okay, you know what, it's time to do this. And not leave it up to chance anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I figure why not?
Go, girl. I'm just...
Exactly.
I can't wait to hear what's happening. What's going to, like, tell me all the juicy stories.
I will. I feel like this will also be really great content for the podcast, too. So...
Absolutely. So let's, you know, just write down all the, you know, whatever realizations you had, and we can do another talk and actually, you know, it will give us, as you said, it will give us another, you know, something else to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to, like, one thing that you would like to leave the listeners with before we wrap up?
Don't leave your love life to chance. You know, be a creator. Like, design and create your love life. It's like anything else. Like, if you want to drive a car, right, think about it. You go ahead and you decide, well, I'm going to take my driver license. So you go and study a little bit. You learn how to drive a car. You practice with an instructor, with an instructor, right? And then you give yourself the chance to learn driving, to practice driving, right? So dating is the same kind of thing. Like, yeah. if you just decide, oh, I'm just going to date, it's like saying, oh, I'm just going to drive a car when you have, you know, zero experience. You just saw, you know, your parents driving and that's it. Like, yes, you might be able to, okay, like you might know how to start the car, but you have so many more chances to have an accident than someone that's actually going through the process of taking the decision to take the driver license, you know, studying the theory, how to, you know, do the practice with an instructor and receive the guidance, and then allowing themselves to, you know, like gradually learn to practice. So dating is the same thing. If you just, okay, you had 1, 2, 3 bad experiences, is this maybe the time that you learn something new? Is it the time to expose yourself to, like, learning how to do it properly this time? Or do you want to, like, have a different result, but with the same kind of awareness, the same knowledge that you had up until now? So allow yourself, you know, the opportunity.
Yeah, I love that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, to become a creator and learn how to do it properly and receive the guidance and give yourself, go on dates, for God's sake. If you want to, you know, have love in your life, open up for love. Just say, I am ready. I'm ready to love. I'm ready to give. I'm ready to experience. I'm ready to be, you know, to feel a guy that's this, like, wants to give me and cherish me. I want to feel wanted. I want to, oh, what's that feeling of feeling wanted? What's that feeling that, you know, how is he going to feel to really have this relationship and visualize and focus on that? And that you just can't help it but experience it in the end. Stop hiding away from love. Love doesn't hurt. Love is actually bringing the best in you. But, you know, you just got to change that mindset.
Yeah. And just to kind of piggyback off of that, I think that being open to, when you're going through this whole process of dating, looking at each date or each person, like, that doesn't work out, not as a failure, but as a learning experience, look at it as an opportunity to learn things about you and what you want or how you feel about certain things. I feel like that's something that I learned a lot about when I was dating. Just, you know, every time that I end a relationship or even just stop, like, dating somebody, I look back and I'm like, okay, well, what did I gain from that? Because, that person wasn't the right person for whatever reason. What did I learn about myself in that process? And that has helped me to stop wasting so much time on people who don't deserve my time. And it has also helped me to refine what I want and what I don't want.
That's right. You nail it. That's it, girl. Go there, you know, have more experience, have fun dating, you know, like decide. I tell everyone, you should literally take, like, you should set an intention before you go dating, okay? And you should just say, right, well, I'm going to have fun on this date and I'll make sure to create it. It's going to be a great date, all right? And just create that emotional state. And when you're going to go there with that kind of feeling, you know, it will make it very hard for you not to connect with that person. Connection is not the problem. Finding the right person is the problem.
Yeah, I feel like connecting with people is definitely a lot easier. I talk a lot about that with people that I know. Like, I love to just be able to connect with people. That doesn't necessarily mean that I want to date every person that I'm talking to. It just means that I like to get to talk to people.
That's right. Perfectly said. Perfectly said. That's good.
Thank you for listening. Thank you guys all for hanging in there with me. Thanks to everyone who has reached out and offered me support. Those of you who contributed to helping me get a new computer, I actually had to go back and trade it in and get a different one because I needed more RAM. So if anybody would like to contribute to my computer fund, it would be greatly appreciated because I am still on leave and I really couldn't afford to do this, but I tried to look at it as an investment in my future. And so I kind of went for it and I'm hoping for the best. I do have a bunch of other guest episodes coming up. I'm trying to figure out which way to go, whether I should just drop the live from, I guess it was now like a couple of Fridays ago, or if I should just keep going with the other guests and release that one as an extra one. So I guess we'll see how things go. For those of you who don't already, please follow me on Instagram, teatime.with.tara. Check out my website, teatimewithtara.com. You can also email me, tara@teatimewithtara.com. And on my website, there's a link in bio tree thing. And so that's where all of the links for everything are, all my other social media pages. There's a contact page on my website, all kinds of good stuff. I'm still working on it, still building it out. I think it's coming together nicely. Please let me know what you think. Please let me know if you have any suggestions or comments or anything. I really love hearing from you guys. In case you missed it at the beginning, there is new music and I made it myself. So I am really excited to share it with you because I have been experimenting and just kind of having fun and being creative. So I hope that you guys like the new music. Let me know what you think. And thanks for tuning in to Tea Time with Tara. Stay tuned and stay weird.